Hashem. He said, when he would finish the shoe, he would also have met the sophisticated and the simpleton. So when the simpleton would finish the shoe, usually it would have three quarters. Because he didn't know how to be a normal shoemaker. He'd take the shoe and he'd praise it and say, wow, how beautiful it is, my wife, how beautiful this shoe is, how sweet it is. And the Simcha of the Tam is one of the main stories, of one of the main messages of the story. That even though he was very lacking, Rav Nachman was trying to teach us how we should be happy with our lot. Whatever our lot, whatever our portion is, to be happy. This is what Hashem put us. Even when our actions are very far from Shlemus, the way we dive and the way we learn Torah. And if a person will really think about it, they'll realize how to go on the right path, they'll always be happy, just like the top. They'll always be happy, just like the top. So we have to realize that Tom, he never let himself down because of his situation. He knew his lackings, he knew that he's simple, he has a simple mind. He knew it's going to take him a lot of time to understand something, even after he understands that it's not complete. But still, he was happy. But how is he happy? The Tom was happy because he had a Emunah Shleima. The Tom was happy because he had a Emunah Shleima. He had a complete Emunah. If he believed in Emunah Shleima, that he has this lacking, it's because Hashem saw that he needs this scenario to bring him to his tshuva, to bring him to his completion. He needs this scenario. If he wouldn't have this exact scenario, he would not be able to do tshuva. He would not complete his tachlis, his mission in this world. He would not reach his shleimus, he wouldn't reach his goal. He wouldn't be able to fulfill his mission. Therefore he was happy, even though he was very simple, he was very simple-minded. Even though his mind was simple and took time to understand things and was slow, he didn't understand things all the way. Because through Emunah, he knows there's no such something of a chasar. There's no such thing of something called lacking. There's no lack. And Hashem didn't give it to me, it means this is perfect. It's full. I have 100% to the maximum what Hashem wants me to have. What's a lack? I think I'm lacking because I think there's something else better that I could have. So it's not a lack. To realize that if Hashem didn't give it to me, then it's not a lack. Just because someone else has doesn't mean I'm lacking. If I don't have what someone else has, doesn't mean I'm lacking. I still have, everything is 100% perfect. But so yeah, because I got exactly what I need. So we bring a story to show where, even though someone had not the easiest life, they stay strong, eventually understand that it's really for the tachlis. We know the story from the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva married. What? We know the story of Rabbi Akiva. We know the story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, what happened? Who did Rabbi Akiva marry? Rabbi Akiva married Rachel, the daughter of a very rich man of Kabbalah Savor. Right? We know Rabbi Akiva didn't know anything. Right? Rabbi Akiva, the Amma Arts. Not only that, a lot of people say in the Gemara that if you read the Gemara over there, after he decided to learn, it says Chazar Lilimud. He went back to his learning. That means he once used to learn. Rabbi Akiva dropped. He was a dropout. He dropped it and he went back to learn. Heard that, Akiva? He went to Chazar. I said Chazar Lilimud. When he started learning, he said after he saw the rock, he went back to his learning. So he used to learn. He went back to it. Doesn't say he went to learn Torah. Says he went back to it. It's Chazar Lilimud. He went back to his Torah to learn Torah. That's what Gemara says.
Chazar Lashuva doesn't mean the person was originally.
No, the Gemara says he went back to his learning. Mind you, he learned. So then they say he may come back into it. This guy went back to his learning. Oh, so it means he married one of the richest men, the daughter of one of the richest men in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And Rachel saw that he had good midos. And she saw he has greatness lying underneath him. Maybe that's what all of our wives married us. They saw something great. I'm still waiting for it to come out. But maybe that's why they married us. And she asked her father to marry him. Her father got very upset. They said, if you marry him, I'm making a nether that all my possessions, I'm not going to give you any of my possessions. You're not going to benefit from my possessions. Rachel didn't care. And she married little Akiva. It wasn't Rabbi Akiva yet. And the Gemara says that the couple was so poor, they didn't even have blankets to cover themselves.
Her father was rich.
Her father was rich and he made a nether. He's not going to pay her any money because she married this guy. She married Akiva. She wanted to marry some Amma Aris. He liked her. He just wanted her to marry somebody else. She said, if you marry this guy, then I can't give you any money. And it says that in the morning, Rabbi Akiva had to take the straw out of her hair. And he would tell her one day we're going to be rich. And he said, and he used to always tell her, we had everyone in the Gemara said, tell her, if I ever become, when I become rich, I'm going to buy you jewelry. They say also, he can tell you what, but I just know I have money. As if I would have money, I would buy you, who knows what. I know you want those earrings. If I have money, I would buy it. If I would buy you a
easy
huge necklace. What?
Easy to say.
He said, but you should read it. He tell you what, tell her, if I would have money, if I would have $1,000, I'd buy you this, I'd buy that. Like the one from Yakiva, he didn't have the money. But he told her, if I would have money, makes her feel good, makes her feel loved. Oh, no, if I would have, I would get you this. She wants to say, if I would have money, I would get you this. If I would have money, I'd get you that. And in Shemai, they saw their mysterious nefesh of the couple, and they decided they're going to send Eliyahu HaNavi to give them some chizuk, you know, to strengthen them. Eliyahu HaNavi came, and he looked like a poor man. He knocked on the door. And when they opened the door, he said, oh, he's a poor man. Eliyahu HaNavi said, oh, I'm such a poor man. And my wife just had a child, and we're ready to heat up the young child with the newborn baby. So maybe you have something, even a little bit of straw to give me to warm up the newborn baby. Here. So the couple came and they gave the only straw that they had. And he came. So Ani thanked them, who's really Eliyahu HaNavi. Afterwards, after he left Eliyahu HaNavi, he turned to his wife and he said, see, it's not so bad. Our situation is not so bad. At least we have straw which could heat up. Can help the child get heat. We have so much straw. This Adi, he didn't even have straw. And therefore, they were happy together. So really, it's interesting. This story is a very big wonder. What's the story? If Shema from Shemaim, they already sent Eliyahu HaNavi. Why couldn't they send Eliyahu HaNavi to give him some money? Right? Why couldn't Eliyahu HaNavi come back and give him some money? We know the stories. Eliyahu HaNavi went and gave people a purse of money. Right? That's the chizuk Eliyahu HaNavi gives. It makes it harder for them. What Eliyahu HaNavi, usually Eliyahu HaNavi's story, Eliyahu HaNavi came, he tapped you on the shoulder and he helped you. Brought you a money bag. Over here, what happened? Eliyahu HaNavi came, oh, grand story, Eliyahu HaNavi. He came, he took the last pennies that they had. What's the shot of you? The answer is, through the Emunah and Hashgacha practice, Hashem knows that only through this exact scenario, through this poverty, Rabbi Akiva could come become the huge Rabbi Akiva that he's destined to become. If he would have a little more money, not got to that level of being poor, he would not have become that great. Only because he passed that test that he was so poor, that's why he became Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, Hashem said to Eliyahu HaNavi to give them chizuk that they should. But really, really what happened? When Eliyahu HaNavi came, when they had less money, they were even happy. They were stronger than one. So they said, look, at least we had straw until now. They were so happy that they had a toe now. They said, look, we have some more straw. Look, this person didn't even have straw. We'd be so happy. So here, Eliyahu HaNavi was a messenger. But it wasn't like other scenarios that he's going to help you. He's going to give you a bigger design than Emunah. But you can be happy. Wow. And he's going to bring it. And that's what you have to be happy about. Look, he can bring you up more. Some of the Eliyahu HaNavi gives you Emunah. This because Eliyahu HaNavi's presence was. He was giving them more chizuk and emunah. It wasn't the money necessarily. Sometimes that's the present. It's Eliyahu HaNavi's present. So really, the time we spoke about, he knew his lackings. And we knew he was lacking very much in his mind. He knew he was slow. His mind took time to understand things. But basically, it's usually in Gashmi, in the physical world, he had a hard time. But the time accepted with emunah. He also got people made fun of him. They make a mock out of him, which is one of the hardest standards to go through. Not only people didn't give him strength, they also took it down. Even his wife, she used to tell him, you know, why you think it's so nice, why does everybody else make money, why you make money, why does everybody else make so much more money. But still, he didn't have a mood. He didn't get confused. He didn't get weakened from his simcha, which is the outcome of the mood of Shlema. He knew that every lack for him is complete. Whatever looks lacking for him is really full. Every drop that looks missing for me is full, because that's what I need for my tikkun. So the lack, the negative, is really a plus. And that's to say, the biggest chasar, your biggest lack, is your biggest mile. That's your greatness. Because Hashem knows for your tikkun you need to get that. That's your biggest lack, is your biggest greatness. So this is the best way. And he was happy. He was even simcha with his shoe. And really, it even came out in a shoe. In one shoe, he saw all his not haslacha, unsuccess in one shoe. One shoe you can just see. It took him so long to learn how to make the shoe. Try physical, and physically he's not so strong, right? He can't understand how to make things properly. He can't make money properly. Everyone laughs at him. Even when he tried to manage, try to sell such a shoe, people might laugh at him. He tried to sell such a shoe. So from looking at a shoe, this should have been like, this is what's bringing out all his lackings in one shot. He's slow, and it's hard for him. He's hard physically, and it's this, right? But still, with all the one thing which he saw all his lackings, he was happy. So which means, we see something interesting. If a person wants to be happy, he says we see a process how to become happy. When a person goes through life, that they have this lacking, that lacking, we get upset, and this, that we have that lacking. A person should focus, you're strong enough for this. A person should focus on all their lackings. All of them, not like every time one comes up. Think about all their lackings. And accept with their moon and then just be happy about it. So like him, he had it in one shot, he saw all his lack, he was still happy. A person should think about lack over here, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then be happy about it. And say, you know what? This is what Hashem wants. Instead of every time falling into the shot, oh, I'm here, I messed up. Just figure it out all at once, all the places I'm lacking, how messed up I am. And think about it with Emunah. Go through with Emunah. Do this by it. And say, let me have Emunah. This is what I lack in A, B, C, D, E, F, G. This must be the best thing. No, go out of life. Just flow. Just keep on. So you have to keep, oh, you're lacking. You're lacking here, lacking there. I know already. I know I'm lacking. I'm not going to get down. I know. This is what Hashem wants from me. And this, I'm going to get to my tachlis. This. The most ideal way for me to get to my tikkun. But if a person just ignores his lacking and say, oh, I'm just being happy, I don't care, then he's not going to have real simcha. There's always going to come out, I'm lacking. We're not saying the person should be happy to ignore his lacking. We're not saying to be naive and say, oh, I don't have these lacking. I do have these lacking. So be honest. You know, the Indian being with simcha isn't to fool myself that everything's great and I'm the best and I'm gaiva. And no, I have a lot of lackings. And even though I have all these lackings, I'm the simcha because this is what Hashem wants for me. This is the best thing for me. It's a high level, but it's if we can get there. I'm saying first we have to be happy. If we can't deal with it, we just be happy to be happy. But if we're able to do this, it's very high. Wow. But if a person, right, either they ignore their lackings, right, or they tell, or somebody will say, ah, nothing's wrong with me. Everything's great. I'm the simcha. Like there's no problems. Everything's good. Everything's great. That's not emuna. Emuna is there are problems. And we have to be happy. I hear some people say, Klal Yisrael, there's no problems, everything's great, this and that. It's not emunah. That's just stop. You're ignoring the problem. Having emunah, there are problems. We have a lot of good. First, we have to realize we have mostly good, and there are small lackings here and there, in general, specifically in every person. And we have to try to be happy and have emunah. This is the best situation we need to get to our tachlis. Right? So a person has gaiva, says, oh, everything's great, I have everything. Just that's gaiva. A person that doesn't realize they lack, and it's just gaiva, it's just being arrogant. Behold, oh, I have everything I need. They don't look at their chesrenis, but that's not the light of Hashem. Simcha is the light of Hashem. A person wants to be happy. Real happiness is a spiritual. It's the light of Hashem. So a person can't be happy just off gaiva. That's real, not real happiness. If a person just be happy, say, oh, I'm not lacking, everything is great. That's gaiva. I am lacking. But this is what Hashem wants. I'm very lacking in a lot of areas. But this is what Hashem wants, and that's why I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy because this is what Hashem wants for me. When a person humbles themselves and say, I am lacking, but I'm happy because Hashem, this is what Hashem wants me. That's the ultimate humility. And when a person has humility, then they can have a kli to get the light of Hashem. Now they can start thinking about getting the light of Hashem. Because when a person tries to go the other way, you just think, oh, I'm not lacking. He's never going to be happy. They show him, here you have a problem. They're going to get to constantly in life. He's going to hit brick walls where he's going to see he's lacking. Our goal is not to say we're not lacking. Our goal is, I am lacking. But I'm happy anyway because I have a moon that this is what Hashem wants for me. Got that, Shmuel? You like that? Shmuel likes it. And just like the Tom was happy with his lacking, every single one of us has to be happy with wherever we lack. Whether a person has a handicap in a certain way, whether whatever the person is, whether the person is sensitive, even if a person is very sensitive to cold, or a person is very sensitive to hot, heat, or a person has a hard wife or a hard husband, a person has a hard child, a hard parent, a person has debts, different people in his family. There's a huge, wide spectrum of different lackings people could have. And every single person can apply their own lackings to our scenario over here. Don't think that, oh, it's not talking about, it's talking about everybody else has to be happy. But my lacking, we're not talking about. Say, every single lacking a person has, every place in life, in every single scenario possible, we have to believe with Emunah Shlema, there's no mistake. Hashem wants this exactly to happen to me. And all my lackeys and exactly my exact situation is the most perfect situation that I need to get to my tikkun in this world. I need to get perfection. I need to come close to Hashem. It's exactly perfect for me. She said, every chazar should make me happy. I'm lacking. Okay. Even though I'm lacking, must be, this is what I need. Must be, this is perfect for my tikkun. To thank Hashem for this lack, because this can help. Sometimes we go through life, we understand why we need it. Sometimes we don't understand so much. We have to really understand that we're referring to everyone in every single situation, right? A lot of people think, if I would have a small problem, oh, it would be easy, then I would be happy. But now, my huge problem, I can't be happy. It's impossible for me to be happy. Right? So, because what do you mean? Because I'm just lacking basic... I'm lacking basic intelligence. Basically, I need to get further in life. So how can I be happy? I'm lacking basic capabilities to get on in life. So how can I be happy? If you tell me a person's lacking some food, a fancy car, fine. Lacking fancy steaks, so you can get on in life. I'm lacking abilities to get on a basic life. So I can't be happy. How am I supposed to be happy? How am I supposed to be happy and dance? The answer is yes. Even you are lacking, that you know, Hashem also knows very well that He gave you this lacking. And He knows what you think also. And He knows that these are exactly what you need to come to your tikkun. And as long as you could explain your unhappiness because of your problems, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Because if a person would accept it with Emunah earlier in the stage, then Hashem will stop it. Hashem wants us to get Emunah. So if a person has certain lacking, right? And then he accepts it, the whole point of him is to bring him to Emunah. This is what Hashem wants from me. And Hashem has a plan. So the more a person accepts that and tries to Emunah, then it's a very good chance we'll get better. However, if a person keeps on not accepting, keeps on being down and being upset about their lacking, so then Hashem, something's going to get worse and worse because you're missing the boat. The boat is not to get down. The boat is just to try to be happy with the situation, even though you're not Masliach, even though it's hard for you, even though you're still supposed to be happy. Therefore, every person should stop and accept where they're lacking with Emunah. With everything else that comes out means that everything is part of his tikkun. This is what you're here for.
Does that mean that you shouldn't daven for what you're lacking, but rather be Emunah?
No, so you have to thank Hashem. So thank Hashem. Say thank you, Hashem, for now, because this is what it must be.
Yeah.
Because thank Hashem must be until now I needed this, and thank you so much for helping. And in the future, if you feel like it's better for me, then it should change. Help it change. If it's better for me to continue. So Rabbi Arizona says, thank you, Hashem. If the situation needs to stay the same, let it stay the same. That's what you know is best. If it could change, I'm diving to help it change. I'm diving to help it change. That's you could daven. This must be the best thing for me. If it's still the best thing for me, thank you. Please help me accept it properly and I should just be happy with it. And please keep on giving me this issue. It's hard to daven like that, but it's hard for us to stay there. But that's really what we mean. So thank you. Like Chazal would say, thank him for the past and ask him for the future. Mm-hmm. So you could thank him for the past. Say, if in the future, if it's going to help me, maybe if you're just waiting for me to daven to you, that's why. Fine, I'm davening to you now. This is my tikkun. Fine. If you want me to stay like this, even after I daven, you want me to daven to you so the situation to stay the same, that's also good for me. Either way, it's good. That's Emunah. That's real Emunah. It's a high level. A very, very high level. That's what I want to get to. That's our
goal.
Like to get to a point to say, thank you, Hashem, for my lacking. And if it's good for you, even let me keep it. But if it's not good for me anymore, take it away. That's a very high level. It's our goal, but at least on our level, thank you, Hashem. We get to start thinking, yeah, thank Hashem, then ask to take it away. But thank you, Hashem. Must be the best thing. Will you help me take it away? But that's a pretty high level of Emunah. And you have many, many people who are very lacking, very handicapped, and they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Shimshon HaGibor was a handicapped at 2 feet. He couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shimshon HaGibor couldn't walk. He was still the redeemer of Klal Yisrael. The Maggid, the Medrash, also he was sick in both feet. And all what we have from the Baal Shem Tov, who is the main Talmud that we have everything from the Maggid, the Medrash. He couldn't walk, he was handicapped. Khanid ibn Daisa.
He was
strong, he couldn't walk on his feet. His feet were. He was strong, he took down the pillars.
Is it the Maggid?
The Maggid of Mezrich was sick in his feet, in both of his feet. And he was the one who gave us the whole Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. Everything we have, he was the main Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. What we have from him is from the Magen Avraham. It says, and Rav Chanina ben Daisa was lacking in money. He had no money. And Chazal, the Basel came out and said, the whole world gets food with Chus from Chanina, my son. He eats a little jar of Haruv and a Buckster from a whole week. That's all he eats. So he could also say, oh, I'm so lucky, I have no money, it's so hard for me. And he knew, Tzaddikim know the whole class, so every other guy is eating, and somehow he's poor. And they just ignored him, I don't know what happened. But the whole world got food with Chus him. Right? The Tzaddikim. It's a good challenge.
He's rebuked, no? For not
getting
more than the
carries. That's all he had. He's very poor.
I don't know. I thought his father was very, very rich. He only carries.
This is why he didn't have any money. Chaniva this didn't have any money. Chaniva this didn't have any, what's it called? That was what's it called? Who fasted for 40 years. No, so fine. So we're here, we're saying that the people who have very big lacking and they still become tzaddikim. One example of our generation, a very big tzaddik, is Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shachter. He's a professor, he'd say he's considered for the biggest mekubalim, a huge tzaddik. And he, if you know what he went through his life, it's not normal the tzaddik that he went through in his lifetime. First of all, he got married. And a few weeks after he got married, he realized his wife was like crazy. Yes, he wasn't too involved when they were going out, I guess. Probably had one meeting with her for a half hour. He didn't realize she was crazy. About 2 weeks after they got married, he realized it was pretty clear she was nuts. But
just like
no, she was worse. She used to scream at people who came to his house. She would scream at him.
Please.
She gave him his hand, but you know what? But he accepted it. He said, this is his tikkun. He accepted the emunah. It's like a real breast thing. He accepted it. He said, this is my tikkun. He stayed married to her. He got married, and then he had a child. He had three children that were nifter. Not one, three children that were nifter. Then he had another daughter that she was handicapped. She was in a wheelchair, she was mishutak, she couldn't nothing. He had one son also that's not so normal, and he seems pretty normal, not so all there also. And his wife, he tells her the crazy wife his whole life. He used to blow shofar in the shul, he used to blow shofar in the shul, make sure I'm in the shul. And between blowing shofar, he'd go help clean his house. The kids would spill the milk, he'd go clean up the milk. He would say, he'd run back home, babysit the kids, and come back to shul. A crazy person.
When do you have time to learn?
He's a tzaddik. And he said his life, he didn't have an easy life. And sometimes, he said he was at points in his life, he was so broken, he also got broken. He kept it alone. The only thing you could do is say Likutei Tefillos. He sat there and said Likutei Tefillos. It's only there's a page in Likutei Tefillos. So he couldn't do anything, he couldn't move, he was so broken. But he didn't say he wasn't broken. He got broken, but he kept on trying. Now, he's the biggest tzaddik in the world.
Wow.
The world stands on him. The tzaddik. So you think, oh, I'm having this problem, that problem, I can't become big. I have a crazy wife, I can't become big. But I have a wife because of problems, I can't become big. He became huge because through his problems, that's how he became so big. Because of all his tzaddik, that's how he became so big. That's how he's a huge tzaddik. As an ish. Yeah, but he didn't have children. He never had children.
His wife was very...
I don't know his wife.
Never met his wife?
Chazanish, I know.
Why?
Chazanish's wife, she's not around
him.
Chazanish's wife also? He's back when he shechted, he dealt with his nif wife was nifted just a few years ago. You know how many years he lived with a pretty crazy lady? My father told me he once went to visit them. She's screaming at them, stop. They just came to talk to him. She was screaming. She's very busy. And just people come to talk to him and him. She used to scream at him. Yaakov Meir Shachter's wife, Sarah, her name was Alea Sham. She was a bitch. She was a nice lady. She brought him to his tikkun, that's for sure. But she brought him up a lot of levels. And he wanted to stay married to her. He didn't care. He said, this is my tikkun. He's staying married to her for years.
Mm-hmm.
What a baby. Who's the Shachter? He didn't care. He didn't blame
it on the Shachter. You asked the money back from the Shachter.
He didn't care. That was the point. He could have divorced her if he wanted. 100 times over. He didn't want to divorce her. He wanted his tikkun.
The guy is supposed to get married to a woman, and the guy never showed up to the chuppah. Okay? The Rosh Yeshiva was there, but the other Talmidim, he says, we can't embarrass this girl. Who's going to marry him? One guy came up and said, "I'm married. Father, I'm married. So good." And I said, "No, no, people get married just for the mitzvah. Yet. No
one says,
crazy,
right?" Except
Was there someone else, the disciple or someone who was the guy?
That's the only two who passed the woman
thing. And they wouldn't get divorced.
Kids, Hashem should help us accept whatever our chesed is. Know that we lack and accept it anyway. Be humble, then make a kli. Then we can accept the arav Hashem. We definitely can accept the kli of simcha. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. You can also be company.
That works in the Chol Yisrael factory in South Africa. Cold place, unbelievable.